कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरधारी यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज का आचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमदेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय हरे कृष्ण ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास। सो टुडे वी आर कवरिंग 24th chapter, 69 verse to 73 verses. So we'll recite the 69th verse. Idam japata badram vo Vishuddha nupanandanaha Swadharma manutishtanto Bhagavati arpitashayaha Idam japata badram vo विशुद्धं नृपनन्दनाः स्वधर्मम् अनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः इदं जपत भद्रं भो विशुद्धानुपनन्दनाः स्वधर्मम् अनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः इदं जपत भद्रं भो विशुद्धानुपनन्दनाः स्वधर्ममनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः इदं जपत भद्रं भो विशुद्धानुपनन्दनाः स्वधर्मम् अनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः इदं जपत भद्रं भो विशुद्धानुपनन्दनाः स्वधर्मम् अनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः इदं जपत भद्रं भो विशुद्धानुपनन्दनाः स्वधर्ममनुतिष्ठन्तो भगवति अर्पिताशयाः। वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्, इदं दिस् जपत वैल् चाण्टिङ्ग् भद्रं आल् आस्पिशियस्नेस् वह् आल् आफ् यू विशुद्धाः purified nupanandanah the sons of the king swadharmam one's occupational duties anutishtantah executing bhagavati unto the supreme personality of godhead arpita given up ashayah possessing all kinds of faithfulness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. My dear sons of the King, just execute your occupational duty as kings with a pure heart. Just chant this prayer, fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. That will bring you all good fortune, for the Lord will be very much pleased with you. Purport. The prayers offered by Lord Shiva are very authoritative and significant. Simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Lord, one can become perfect, even though engaged in his occupational duty. The real purpose of life is to become a devotee of the Lord. It does not matter where one is situated, whether one is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, American, Englishman, Indian, etc. One can execute devotional service anywhere and everywhere in the material existence simply by offering prayers unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is also a prayer. For a prayer addresses the Supreme Personality of Godhead by His name and invokes good fortune by petitioning the Lord to allow one to engage in his devotional service. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra also says, "My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord, Hare, kindly engage me in your service." Although one may be situated in a lowly position, he can execute devotional service under any circumstance. As stated, Ahaituki apratihata. Devotional service cannot be checked by any material condition. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends this process. Jnane prayasamudapasya namantayeva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiyavatam sthane sthita shrutigatam tanuvan manobhir ye prayasho ajitajitopi asitaistrilokyam. One may remain situated in his own place or in his own occupational duty and still lend his ear to receive the message of the Lord from realized souls. The Krishna conscious movement is based on this principle, and we are opening centers all over the world to give everyone a chance to hear the message of Lord Krishna in order to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunadanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namavom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Welcome everyone. With your permission and blessings, I will speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification and for the glorification of the Lord. So, here we are discussing the section of the chapter entitled as Chanting the Song Sung by Lord Shiva. So, while describing the lineage from Dhruva Maharaj and Prithu Maharaj, that time there is a description of Prachina Barhi. There is a king in the line of Prithu Maharaj, and he had 10 sons. So he ordered his 10 sons before taking up the role of kings. He ordered them to take austerity. So they are going towards forest. So that time, because they are going to worship the Supreme Lord, So before, like, they are entering, understanding their mood by their good fortune, Lord Shiva appeared before them, 10 prachetas, and he instructed them one prayer. So that particular prayer, so that's what last few days the discussion has happened. So now in the conclusion of that prayer, Lord Shiva in this verse, he is saying that please chant this mantra that I have given, and while executing your own duties, you can chant this mantra that I have given, and by that all auspiciousness will be there for you, and Lord will be very much pleased with you when you chant this mantra that I have given. So that is what Lord Shiva is mentioning. So taking that clue, Prabhupada is writing that it's not wherever, it's not necessary that one, wherever one may be situated, he can perform devotional service. And Varnashram Dharma, that or anyone who is any Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or any Varna, any Ashrama, everywhere, if they simply execute their duties but they don't perform devotional service, then Bhagavata mentions that is not the success of that execution. Only if they add devotional service into their duties, then only that is like considered as the success. And those activities also will give results only if there is a tinge of devotional service. Otherwise, it does not give results. So it is advised in Bhagavatam again and again that wherever you are situated, you just add Krishna to your life. So just add devotional service to your life. By that, whatever duty, occupational duty, whatever you are doing, or whatever other things you are doing, everything will slowly get purified. So just add Krishna into your life. And so therefore Prabhupada is saying that where Jnane Prayasam, he quoted this verse by Lord Brahma, where Brahmaji is saying that if one simply try to acquire some knowledge based on impersonality understanding, it may not please the Lord. But if one simply, whatever duties they are performing, but still if he simply engage his ear in hearing the glories of the Lord, by that even the unconquerable Lord will be conquered. Ajita jitopi asita is trilokyam. So it is simply adding Krishna into our life while doing our occupational duties. That's what acharyas are recommending. So execute while doing your occupational duties, execute devotional service also. So in that he mentioned that you please chant this mantra that I am giving. So Prabhupada similarly Prabhupada also recommending that we are also chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and Prabhupada is especially giving the meaning of the Hare Krishna mantra. So generally mantra, he is saying that chant this mantra, so that given by Lord Shiva is saying please chant this mantra by fixing your mind on the lotus feet of the Lord. Similarly, Prabhupada is saying that chant Hare Krishna mantra because this is also a prayer. Hare Krishna mantra is also a prayer. So Prabhupada especially giving here the meaning of the mantra, where he is saying that we should chant in a meaning prayerful, in the mood of prayerful. So, and addressing the Lord, he is saying that, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear Lord Rama, O energy of the Lord Hare, please engage me in your service. So this is the mood with which we have to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So especially in Japa seminars conducted by our ISKCON gurus like Mahatma Prabhu, Jai Sachinandan Maharaj, so they always emphasize that while chanting this mantra, this mood always to be kept, that prayerful mood, where it's not a mechanical chanting, Hare Krishna, just vibrating and just vibrating on our mind wherever it goes, but it should be feelingly addressed. Just like it is mentioned, it is a prayer. So it is a prayer to the Lord, Lord Krishna, Lord Rama and Radharani, where we are praying that please engage me in your service. So especially while chanting, this should be our consciousness that we are addressing a person. And especially it is mentioned that Lord is non-different from the holy name. So just like we treat the deity as non-different from Krishna, and we respectfully approach and we pray, we also respectfully decorate, and so we deal as a person. That's what we are taught. And even though we may not be having any feelings in the beginning, but after repeatedly performing the devotional service, slowly we develop some attachment to the deity. So similarly, Hare Krishna mantra is also, the Lord is present in the form of sound in the Hare Krishna mantra. So just like we approach the deity with reverence, we also approach the Mahamantra with reverence. We also treat the Mahamantra just like Lord is present there. And we feelingly address, please engage me in your service. We treat the Mahamantra as if the Lord, Radha and Krishna is present. So in that way, in that consciousness, when we chant, the Lord reciprocate more easily. Otherwise, mechanically, if we mechanically chant without any feeling, without any remembrance of the Lord, so that may, like, Lord may not reciprocate easily. But if we want that Lord to reciprocate, we should treat the mantra as the non-different from the Lord. So that means we should offer our respects, we should treat him lovingly, and also we should address him. It is like prayerful chanting. So like they say that sometime we always hear that we should chant and hear. So then when we pray, how is it like? We have to hear at the same time, we have to pray, how it will happen simultaneously. So Mahatma Prabhu says that actually this hearing and praying, both are actually non-different. So if we prayerfully address the Lord, at the same time hearing, that is like a same process, but it will like adding more our feelings into it. Those two are non-different, and it will enhance our japa. So whatever, like generally we, while doing devotional service has so many varieties, and we feel attracted to some particular kind of devotional service, and or deity worship, anything, it is always mentioned that we have to do it with feelings, with bhakti. So patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. So bhaktya is there in that verse two times. So whatever devotional service we do it with bhakti, then we will feel that reciprocation. Similarly, same with the chanting of the mantra also. So when we infuse bhakti in our chanting, that means with lovingly address the Lord, then the Lord also lovingly reciprocate. So same thing applies for chanting the mantra also. Whatever the bhakti we feel towards the Lord, same thing we can apply while chanting also. So then it is like a feelingly chanting, lovingly addressing the Lord. So in that way, we concentrate on the meaning of the mantra while chanting. So that's what Prabhupada is mentioning here while executing. So in the 70th verse, we are covering a series of verses, he is saying, Lord Shiva is saying that, therefore, O sons of the king, the supreme personality of Godhead Hari is situated in everyone's heart. He is also within your hearts. Therefore, chant the glories of the Lord and always meditate upon him continuously. So he is saying that Lord is there in everyone's heart. Therefore, he is also situated in your heart. So therefore, you always chant the glories of the Lord and meditate upon him continuously. Asakrut is saying that. So like it's not that he is advising that you should continuously meditate on the Lord. So taking that clue, Prabhupada is writing in the purport that The word asakriti is significant, for it means not just for a few minutes, but continuously. That is the instruction given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikshashtaka, Kirtaniya Sadahari. The holy name of the Lord should be chanted 24 hours daily. Therefore, in this Krishna consciousness movement, we request the devotees to chant at least 16 rounds on their beads daily. Actually, one has to chant 24 hours daily, just like Thakur Haridas, who was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra 300,000 times daily. So he is giving us like sometimes Prabhupada is asked, where in Bhagavad Gita or where in scriptures one has to chant 16 rounds. Like generally we recommend devotees, Prabhupada recommended to chant 16 rounds. But initially we chant with few rounds, whatever we are comfortable. But slowly we aspire to come to the level of 16 rounds. That's what recommended by Prabhupada. But it's not that only 16 rounds. He is saying that actually, at that time someone asked Prabhupada that where it is said in Bhagavad Gita that one has to chant 16 rounds. So that time Prabhupada quoted that, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha drudavrataha. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. So my devotees actually satatam kirtayanto. They always glorify me. So in Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that always glorify me. So this 16 rounds is like minimum. You should always glorify, like that Prabhupada replied. So because there are many other duties, 16 rounds is recommended. But actually he is saying that one should always chant, just like Thakur Haridas. And he is also quoting Raghunath Das Goswami. He is also chanting very rigidly and also offering obeisances very rigidly. So just like in Chatugoswami Ashtaka, Srinivasacharya is praying that Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibhi Kalavasani Krutau. Sankhya Purvaka means maintaining a numerical strength. So therefore, maintaining a numerical strength means we account for number of rounds we are chanting. Minimum, we take some kind of vow or some kind of sankalpa that I will chant minimum these many rounds. And we are accountable. We will daily, on our regular basis, we maintain that numerical strength. So in this way, he is chanting, Raghunath Das Goswami is chanting. At the same time, he is also offering obeisances in the same prolific numbers. He is also, like Raghunath Das Goswami, it is mentioned that he used to offer, whenever he is a Vaishnava, he used to offer dandavats. And as a fixed number of times, he used to offer dandavats also. He used to count. So in this way he mentioned. And he is like, Lord Shiva is advising all these prachetas to continuously meditate on the Supreme Lord. And actually Lord Shiva received this prayer from his father, Lord Brahma. And he is instructing his sons. So Prabhupada is saying that similarly, it's like, through parampara is instructing. So in this way, knowledge should be transferred through parampara. And Lord is present everywhere. Lord is situated in everyone's heart. So therefore, it's like the chanting, one may feel that Lord is not, so how can I worship the Lord wherever I am? Lord may not be always there. So therefore, Prabhupada is writing that Lord is present in everyone's heart and we can simply sit wherever we are and chant the holy name and the Lord will be pleased. So it's like wherever we are, we can meditate on the Lord with the meditation of the mantra. So in that way, in the 71st verse, Lord Shiva is saying, my dear princess, in the form of a prayer, I have delineated the yoga system of chanting the holy name. All of you should take this important stotra within your minds and promise to keep it in order to become great sages. By acting silently like a great sage and by giving attention and reverence, you should practice this method. So he has given this Rudra Gita or this mantra japa mantra which they have to chant. So he's saying that you should take this prayer seriously and you should keep your mind and you should act like a Munivrata. Munivrata, you should, in order to become great sages, you should act like a Munivrata. Where Munivrata, Prabhupada is writing that Munivrata means one who is always, it's like implies direct meaning is silent. So silent, he is saying that silent means only speaking about Krishna Kada. Vachamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Vandane. So that is what he is encouraging. So this mantra, he is saying one should meditate on this instruction given by Rudra. So we'll just see what is this mantra in a overview, because next tomorrow is again the result of hearing this mantra, result of meditating on this mantra. And actually Prachetas, they had meditated on this mantra for 10,000 years. So in Satyuga, maybe like they may live for 1 lakh years. So out of that 10,000 years, they are meditating on this mantra for executing their duties. So that's how they executed, they remember this mantra. So we'll just summarily see what is this, the mantra that is given by Rudra, Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva, he has come, and he initially, when he met these Prachetas, he said that because you are devotees of the Supreme Lord and you are going to worship the Supreme Lord, therefore you are very dear to me. So yah para ramasa sakshat triguna jeva samyitat bhagavantam vasudevam prapannasa priyohime. Whoever surrenders their life to Lord Vasudeva, he is very dear to me. At the same time, because the devotees of the Lord, they are executing the devotional service, they also treat me very dear to them. In fact, for them, there is no one more dear to me than me. So for the devotees of the Lord, Lord Shiva is most dear, because Lord Shiva is considered as Vaishnavanam Yadashambhu. He is the most, among the Vaishnavas, he is the topmost. So devotees of the Lord treat Lord Shiva as most dearest to them, and Lord Shiva also treat the devotees of the Lord as most dear to him. So therefore I have come here and given my darshan, otherwise it is very difficult to see me. And you, for your benefit, I am giving this mantra, please meditate. So in this Rudra Gita, basically initial section, he gave prayers in such a way that all our antahkarana and senses will be purified. So that is the mantra initially is given. So basically our body is controlled by so many devatas, and all these devatas are ultimately controlled by the Supreme Lord. So this Rudra Gita is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord in the form of these controlling deities. So basically all our functions, all our antahkarana, basically chitta, ahankara, mana and buddhi, all these consist of our antahkarana. So these four, they have the upasya deities and adhishtana deities. So upasya deities means, like for example, we have our mind. So mind is adhishtana devata, for mind is the moon god Soma, and upasya deity means the worshipable lord for mind is Aniruddha. So there is a upasya deity is Aniruddha and controlling deity is moon god. So he is offering prayers to the initially to upasya deity. For chitta, it is Vasudeva. So he is offering respects to Vasudeva to purify my chitta. So basically he is asking Vasudeva to, so that my mind, my chitta should be in purified stage, so that I will be able to perform worship to you. And he is asking for ego, he is offering his obeisances to Sankarshan, that is upasya deity, and the controlling deity is Lord Shiva. So please purify my ego, so that what is the purpose of purifying my ego? So that my true identity as devotee should be established. So that is how he is praying to Sankarshan. So otherwise our ego identify, our ego will be identified with so many other ways. Like we may identify ourselves as our position in our society, or like a son, daughter, father, mother, so many identities we may have. But the original identity in relation to the Lord, when we identify, then that is conducive for our worship. So at the same time, same thing applies while chanting Hare Krishna mantra also. While chanting, we should be in our original position, at least for the time being of that much time where we are dedicating our to chanting. That time, at least, we should be in our original identity, where we should feel ourselves as a servant of the Lord, instead of identifying ourselves in so many roles as we are performing in other roles. So that time, if we are connected to the Lord, identifying ourselves in the relation to the Lord, so that at least we are situated truly in that particular period. At least in that japa time, we should identify in our real ego than our false ego. So praying to Sankarsana is like conducive in that way, that we are identifying with our own identity. And he is offering prayers to the Pradyumna, who is the Upasya deity for intelligence. And intelligence, generally, Lord Brahma is the Adhishthana Devata, but Upasya deity is Pradyumna. So why he is praying? He is praying that wake up my intelligence so that it will situate me in bhakti. So when intelligence is purified, the Yajantihi Su Medasaha, it is mentioned, Yajnaya Sankirtana Praya. One who is supremely intelligent, he will worship the Supreme Lord in Sankirtan Yajna, that is mentioned. So when one's intelligence is woken up, so that time he will be situated in bhakti. So he's praying to Pradyumna to please awaken my intelligence. And in Uddhava Gita also, Lord says that actually one who is very intelligent, that person will only be able to perform bhakti. So it is very intelligent people perform, like that he mentions, Lord to Uddhava. So he is offering prayers to Pradyumna that my intelligence should be awakened so that it will be situated in bhakti. And then he is offering his obeisances to the mind. The Adhishthana Devata for the mind is Moon God, and Upasya deity is Aniruddha. So he is offering initially his prayers to Aniruddha that my mind should always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet. So in this way, in that way, mind can be kept in perfect state of cleanliness. So that's what he is requesting Aniruddha. So in this way, he offered prayers to Upasya deity of Antahkarana. Then he comes that our external senses, all our Jnanendriyas, they are also working under the direction of the sense devatas, who are actually the representatives of the Lord. So he's offering prayers to the sense, the Lord actually is offering prayers to the Lord in the form of sense devatas. So he's offering prayers to Surya Dev, where he's saying that my eyes should be purified to see the form of the Lord. So actually our eyes we will be able to see only with the mercy of the Surya Dev. And so please purify my eyes so that I should be able to see the form of the Lord. And that is the so eyes are there. The perfection of the seeing is to see the form of the Lord. That's why he's offering prayers to him. And he is offering prayers to Agnidev so that my speech should be engaged in glorifying the Lord. And he again offers his prayer to Moon God, previously offered obeisances to Aniruddha, but again he is offering prayers to Moon God because mind is very difficult to control. So he is again offering prayers to Soma, the Adhishthana Devata also, so that my mind should be completely engaged in bhakti. And he is also offering prayers to the element Hiranyagarbha, who represents the element earth, so that my nose should always smell the fragrance of the Lord. And entire my body, which is like representing earth, should be engaged always in the service of the Lord. And he is offering prayers to air, Vayu Devata, so that all my, I should feel the, touch the, I should feel the, so generally through air we experience the sensation of touch. So I should experience the Lord's touch, softness of Lord's body. And like it is mentioned that Lord's feet is so delicate, like the gopis are always meditating that when the Lord is walking in Vrindavan forest, we are all, our mind is disturbed because so many pebbles are there, thorns are there. So we are, they are feeling distressed just by thinking of the softness of the Lord's lotus feet. So he is offering prayers to Vayudeva that I should feel the touch of the Lord's softness. And he is praying to Digdevatas so that my ears should always hear about the beautiful form of the Lord. So, and I should also hear through sound the Vedas are revealed, and those Vedas will reveal the beauty of the Lord, and will reveal the importance of the mantra and do performing bhakti. So I should, my ear should hear all those glories. So in this way he is offering prayers to Digdevatas. And finally he is offering his obeisances to Lord Krishna, Supreme Lord. So who is actually, he is the one who is controlling, who is instigating dharma all over and gives all the results for various performers, like all the sacrifices, the result is ultimately sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. So I offer my respectful obeisance to the Supreme Lord. And he is offering obeisance to Lord Shiva also. So Lord Shiva is telling, in that mantra, Lord Shiva is also there. Where that he purify my false ego to real ego, same. Like I should be situated in my original ego as a servant of the Lord. And all the, my form of knowledge and action senses, all should be engaged in devotional service. So in this way, he offered prayers to various devatas so that internally and externally he should be purified. Ultimately to perform devotional service. And the devotional service mainly includes the remembrance of the form of the Lord. So Lord Shiva mentions the supreme form of the Lord, where he wants to always meditate. So that form he is giving to Pracheta so that they can meditate for them. So that beautiful form is mentioned. Darshanam no didrukshunam dehi bhagavat architam. This supreme form, please, in that prayer, basically addressing to the Supreme Lord that, O Lord, please reveal to me that form which is always desired by the devotees. So devotees, they always desire the form of the Lord to see. So that form, please reveal. And that form is Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. It perfectly satisfies all the senses, that supreme form. And he gives the Lord's supreme form, that how he is the Supreme Lord, like having a color of rain cloud. And he is the sum total of all beauty. Sarva Saundarya Sangraham, it is mentioned that. So Lord's form, there may be so many beauties, there may be so many apparent beauties in so many forms in this world, but Lord's form is said to be Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. It is the sum total of all beauty. And he is having four long arms. So four long arms, like it can apply to different people in different ways. Like it can apply to like the Vishnu form, which is having four forms. And it can also apply to two-handed form of Krishna also, who exhibit four-armed form for serving his devotees. Yesterday, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu was also saying that these two arms, like Radharani's hands are also like considered, included, like that is also one meaning. And Sujata Ruchirananam, and his very attractive face, I want to meditate. So in this way, the Lord's Lord has lotus petal, like his eyes is compared to lotus petals, and his graceful brows, his raised nose, and he has fine teeth and nice forehead, and all his limbs are nice, like proportionate. All his leg, it is mentioned that his knees, his calves, his legs, they are all proportionately, they are all proportional, equally situated. So in this way, his beauty is mentioned. And after mentioning that beauty, so that we can all the, like it is a prayer again and again has to be recited. So again and again the devotees are remembering the full beauty of the Lord. So in should way one should meditate on this form, and with bhakti one should be meditated. And it is mentioned that only with bhakti one will be able to realize the Lord, and with all other methods one cannot be realized. And this bhakti is very rare, and even for it is very rare, and by worshipping the Lord, who is very difficult to worship, if one desires other desires, that may not give full complete satisfaction. But if one desires the Supreme Lord, the great devotees, they worship the Lord actually to please the Lord. For that devotee who is in that way engaged, time cannot put hindrances on his path. So this bhakti, by performing in order to glorify that bhakti, the prayer that what is required in that bhakti is the association of the devotees. So in this prayer also glorifies the value of the devotees association, where it says that kshanena kshanadenaapi tulaye nasvargam napunarbhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya matyanam kimutashishah. So the moment of association, half moment, kshanena ardha, half moment of association is also cannot be compared to swarga or liberation, other things. So that much association is glorified. And actually your association is your real mercy. So therefore, please give me the association of your devotees. He is praying that. So it is very great fortune that when we have the association. So we are also, yesterday we received the Jananivas Prabhu. We are having his great association here. We are like, this is to be considered as a great mercy of the Lord to have association of great devotees. Actually, Lord Shiva is praying especially to gain the association. And whenever we get to associate with devotees, even in Sadhu Sangha, wherever we are, that itself is a mercy of the Lord. And also, to receive great devotees is also great mercy of the Lord. It should not be taken lightly. It should be considered as a mercy of the Lord. So, because the devotee's heart is always attracted by the Lord, so they are very dear to the Lord. So therefore, it is desired to have the association of the great devotees, whose heart is purified by bhakti. And because of that bhakti, they are not agitated by rajoguna and tamoguna. Rajoguna is like they will not get agitated by external things. Tamoguna is they will not get agitated by the mode of tamoguna, which is like sleeping and other things. So those devotees association we should desire. So in this way, like initially to purify all our senses and antahkarana, the prayers are offered. Then to remember the form of the Lord. Then to gain the association of the Lord. And then he offered his prayers to Lord in connection with other aspects of the Lord, like Brahman, and how the Lord is the root cause of all this universe. He creates, maintains and destroys. And how he is the Lord who maintains this world as Mahavishnu. And he is the one existing as Paramatma in everyone's heart. And he maintains everyone. So in this way he glorifies the different aspects of the Lord. And also the time factor. Time factor which comes suddenly and destroys the plans of the materialistic persons. So actually whenever time factor is come in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that time factor is such a thing that people may have so many different plans that I will execute this, But time comes in such a way that suddenly it will come and destroys the plan. So one should be always conscious of that time factor. So it like the analogy that is used in this section is just like a snake will come and suddenly sneezes mouse. So mouse is engaged in his own world, and but suddenly the snake will come and sneeze. Just similarly, the snake of time will come and devour the plants. So therefore, one should always be cautious and cautiously engage their time in devotional service. We have seen previously, the same time factor cannot affect the devotees, but for others, it comes, like it is mentioned, like a snake sneezing a mouse, like that it is compared. So therefore, we intelligent person should always worship your lotus feet. So that is how intelligent people will take. So this is the prayer of Lord Shiva, which he is giving to Prachetas. So that prayer you should always meditate. That's what Lord Rudra is mentioning here. So now in the final, in the 73rd verse, we have covered till 72nd verse. So in the 72nd verse, he is saying that this prayer was first spoken to us by Lord Brahma, the master of all creators. The creators headed by Bhrigu were instructed in these prayers because they wanted to create. So he is giving the lineage how he got this mantra, this Rudra, this mantra. He is saying that Lord Brahma initially, he spoke to us. Us means Lord Shiva and Bhrigu and others. Lord Brahma want to create, propagate the universe initially. So there were very few people at that time. So he wanted to increase the population. So he gave this mantra so that they can purify and then create the good population. So Prabhupada is saying that there are like Lord Brahma, he is the creator. He wanted to create, populate this universe with living entities. So therefore he engaged many of his sons to in this way, in this act, and he gave this mantra. So in that way Shiva also received. So and all the occupational wherever one is situated, there ultimately if they don't worship Lord Hari, it will only shrama evaihi kevalam. So through all their wherever they are situated, they should always worship the Supreme Lord through their occupational duties, that Prabhupada highlighted. And then in 73rd verse, Prabhupada is saying that when all the Prajapatis were ordered to create by Lord Brahma, we chanted these prayers in praise of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and became completely free from all ignorance. Thus, we were able to create different types of living entities. So even though they are executing their duties, their duties like They are creating different types of living entities. But while at same time they are meditating on this mantra. So that's what Prabhupada is encouraging, that whatever occupation duty you are doing, at the same time continue to chant the mantra given by the Lord. So and Prabhupada especially he writes that here in this purport, that all the Brahma and all the subsequent Prajapatis, they created all the living entities. So it's always mentioned that created. It's not that evolution, by evolution they have come. So therefore Darwin's theory we cannot accept. And in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it is given that there is a process of evolution, gradual evolution. But is like that is a gradual evolution of the soul. That means soul in successive births, it will take the higher forms of life. But Darwin's theory of creation, like living entities come from other lower forms, is not accepted. In that way, Prabhupada is concluding. So this is the summary of Rudra Gita that we have discussed. That initially we have seen that how Lord Shiva is instructing this mantra to recite daily. So we also seen how
For us also, Srila Prabhupada has instructed Hare Krishna mantra to be chanted, and we should consciously, prayerfully address the mantra. And then we have seen the summary of this prayer, how prayer for the antahkarana, the deities of antahkarana, and the deities of our senses, and then supreme form of the Lord is described, and then prayer for getting the association of the devotees, that is the only prayer it is mentioned, and the various aspects of the Lord is glorified and bhakti is glorified, and the parampara, how it came to Lord Brahma, is mentioned. So thank you very much. If anyone has any comments or anything, we will take. Otherwise, we'll end here. So we'll end here. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.